You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Joyner is here to explore the commingling of nature and history in the Gulf Stream.
The oceans always move in great cycles that are influenced by the rotation of the Earth, the proximity of the moon, the seasons, and temperature variations. Among the most dynamic movements are those associated with the Gulf Stream, a warm river of seawater surrounded by colder water that stretches from the Caribbean Sea to the Arctic Ocean. The Gulf Stream was first noticed by the Spanish explorer Juan Ponce de Leon in 1513. He realized that it was warmer and moved faster than the adjacent seas. He learned that a vessel that engaged this flow could drastically reduce the return sailing time. He realized that winds were stronger above the current and sometimes stormier as well. Benjamin Franklin was the first person to study the general path and width of the Gulf Stream, and he was also the first to map it in 1786. Warm waters off the western coast of Africa, called the North Atlantic Equatorial Current, drift westward across the Atlantic Ocean and to the northeastern shoulder of South America. This is the general storm track of Atlantic hurricanes. Once they reach the eastern edge of the Caribbean, they split in two parts. The western branch flows into the Gulf of Mexico, and the eastern branch flows north and becomes the Antilles Current. If you look at the hurricane tracks, they tend to follow one of these two branches. After the western branch appears to make a lap around the Gulf of Mexico, it rejoins the eastern branch in the Florida Straits. Oddly, this strengthens the current. It broadens to between 50 and 90 miles wide, and it can reach a depth of 4,000 feet. It moves more water than all the rivers that flow into the Atlantic Ocean from both North America and Europe. Due to the Earth's rotation, the Gulf Stream tends to trend to the northeast. Winds cool it, but not completely. The waters within it tend to be saltier and denser. The result is a thermocline layer, where a stark change in temperature can be detected. German U-boats safely hid below this layer in both World Wars before the invention of sonar. The Gulf Stream is what makes Florida sunny, tropical, and prone to hurricanes. It also makes Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard less frigid than nearby Massachusetts Bay, which does not benefit from the warmer waters. Across the Atlantic, the Isle of Wight off southern England is much warmer because of the current. It also makes Ireland more lush than England, though the seas around it are stormier thanks to the current. The Spanish Armada was tossed around the Irish Sea due to the instability the current brings to that region. Most spectacularly, Norway is almost ice-bound north and south of the Arctic Circle, except for the coast, which is brushed by the current. The northernmost point of civilization influenced by the Gulf Stream is Murmansk, Russia, which is largely ice-free 9 months of the year. The convoys that supplied the Russians during World War II on the Murmansk Run used the Gulf Stream for safety and speed. The downside of the current is that it serves as both a breeding ground and highway for both hurricanes and extratropical storms. Many of these reach such great levels of strength that they are named. We'll all remember names like Audrey, Betsy, Camille, Andrew, Hugo, Katrina, and Rita. We in the Red River Radio region are beneficiaries of the Gulf Stream. It nurtures us and helps to drive our economies. It is also occasionally the harbinger of danger and suffering. Studying this great geographic engine reminds us that nature, like history, matters.
Commentator Gary Joyner is an associate professor of history at LSU Shreveport.